Okay, gentlemen, we are up to Siman Shin Tzadi Beis Siv Dalet. We are very, very much approaching. This is the very, 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 we'll see that we've got Shin Tzadi Gimel, Shin Tzadi Dalet, Shin Tzadi Hei, and then page 522 is with Hilchos Truman. So I do hope, I don't know if we'll finish this week, but let's. Okay, page 518, two lines from the bottom is the following halach. Ir Shin Ishtat for Kol Yishvei Chutzma V'yachot. We've discussed now the halachas of the Issa, the Takana, the Gzeira of not making an eruv throughout the entire city. When I were learning, if you built an eruv around the entire city, chutz memavoy echad, excluding one particular mavoy, harizeh oyser al kulum, that will be a problem. We'll ask everything. But ve'im bonu matzeva al pesach mavoy. But what you can do is you can build a matzeva. A matzeva. What's a matzeva? A pillar, yeah, or a rock, or a stone, something which is of significant size. We'll see soon how big it needs to be. If a matzeva has been built in front of a mavui, will not asa, because this will mean once you have put this matzeva there. Do you remember yesterday we spoke about the idea that you've got to keep one? We've spoken about the concept of shear, of a shear. Now, if you symbolize this by having a shear, you left out a mavui, and not only that, but you've put a matzeva in front of it, then not only that, it's just simply one other areas. Therefore, if you had a city which was a kinyan yochid, which we spoke about previously, what's a kinyan yochid? Kinyan yochid means that it belonged to an individual, discussed that extensively earlier. Even if it develops into a city of a rabbim, of a public, you do not make an eruv of half. You don't make chatzon half an eruv. Either the entire city and in its entirety, or potentially mavui mavui. You will build a matzeva in front of every mavui. You'll put a matzeva. In order they won't ask on other mavui. So let's explain that. We learned that you've got to have a shear. You've got to have a shear. We discussed that over the last few evenings. You've got to have a shear. What's the concept of a shear? You exclude a part. Exclude a bit of the eruv. The shear remains. That you cannot have the whole city in one eruv. You have to keep a shear out. You have to keep a part out. The way you do that, not only by having a part out of the eruv, as we discussed yesterday, but you also got to make a matzeva. A matzeva is basically a heker sign. It's like a traffic light. Showing, okay, the eruv goes up to here, no further. So that's what he says, that if you do that, then he will not ask on the other areas. You've got to have a matzeva in front of a mavu. The Mishnebura says, in the name of the Achron, you've got to have a dalet tfachim on dalet tfachim, which is not particularly big. Now, the Mishnebura does say that what does work is what's going to be the halacha if you've got a... What is actually the halacha in Yerushalayim? And to some extent, even in London as well. You have a very large city, and you make... So Yerushalayim has got a one big city eruv. Most people will not rely on what's called the Shtatz eruv, the eruv of the city. Yeah, I know some people do rely, but it's quite a kula to rely on Yerushalayim on the whole city eruv. Well, the reason why most people carry Yerushalayim is because they rely on the Eruv Shchunati, which means the localized Eruv. So, for instance, what would be a good area in Yerushalayim? What's an area in Yerushalayim? Kiryat Moshe. They'll have got their own Eruv. Or what's another area? They would have their own Eruv. In fact, quite a small Eruv in. They are joining, yes. Like a puzzle. Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. That's right. There is some areas which is known that don't go there because that's relying on the whole city. When you go outside Taichanai Mekazet, just before you go to Givashol on the right hand side, you know what I mean, over there? So I think that area, I believe, from years ago, could be exchanged. But I seem to remember that if you walk to Givashol from Ezra's Torah, you have to walk a certain way, because otherwise you're going to go through the... You got the Stolz Eruv, and that people generally don't rely on the town's Eruv. So most of Yerushalayim is in Mamash, pretty much all the areas relevant to.
The Great Shmona place.
Ah, is there? Okay. Okay, so that's good. Okay, so Lemaisa, that will be that. So, but if you do that, that truth is to some extent, long, it's also gradually developing in that kind of model. As Rabbi Liman explained the other week, that we've got the Ezra Eov, which was here, right? That leads to the Stamor and Belmont, yeah. Mill Hill, yes, it does connect and all the way. You can actually go all the way to the northwest Long Eov. I believe that. So you can, if you're walking over to Gold Screen and it's really really hot, and you want to take a bottle of water with, yeah, and you want to walk over to Gold Screen, you can, if you're okay to rely on. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. I think that's not all the ways, but certainly some ways you can walk all the way till Gold Screen. So anybody in the way? What's the way to do it? There is a way. You can literally go. Yeah, I think so. Indeed. So I'm assuming you're relying on all the Eowyn, then you can move. But I believe there is ways to go all the way. Yeah.
Is that because of this reason? Because there has to be some
parts
that...
No. The reason why the Yidnu don't rely on the whole Yerushalayim Eruv, their main concern is the same concerns, pretty much, than the ones who do not carry in any metropolitan Eruvin. So the concerns are, again, the size, the checking, we'll be relying on the Ushus Rabbim, the Raisa questions, etc., etc. So these are the main reasons why the people. But it is true to say, I mean, you are right in pointing out, I checked that with the Badats, have a letter from the officially from the Eder Charedis, Kolela home, and they state that whoever relies on the Edgeway Eruv, then he can rely on the Eruv in there too, and vice versa. So it's the same halacha. So if you are okay to rely on a metropolitan Eruv over here, you can also rely on your Shalai metropolitan Eruv, and vice versa. So these are the same questions. That's for Sif. We're ready now for Sif. Hey. Okay, so what is that point exactly? You do not make an Eruv lechatzoin. You do not make an Eruv of half a city. What is that exactly? What does that mean? Be'ir mukefes choyma. If you've got an entire city which is enclosed and enclosed, be'im ukeves chomer with walls, kavoya asurot fochim tent fochim high, so such as, will be a city which is enclosed by walls. Of then, I think Kiryat Sefer would be good.
Is that considered a city, or is it considered
it would be considered the ear. Yeah. So you've got it surrounded by walls, and v'yeshlot losses, and it's got doors. Then there is a halacha, you do not make an Eruv lechatzoin. Don't divide half the city or make an Eruv of that. But, if you don't have a wall around the city, such as the Edgeware, and now you're making through strings or through some sort of partitions, you are making now an Eruv, a localized Eruv, but it's only part of Edgeware, or for that matter, the part of Golden Screen, part of Min Hill, part of but it's not the entire area altogether. That's okay. But what he's saying is that if you have got, this is an interesting halacha, Rabbi Yisai, you've got an area, a whole area which is enclosed and surrounded by walls, you may not make an Eruv of Chetzio of half. You've got to do the entire. You can't just do half of the city in Eruv. Makes sense. What would be the reason for that? Why can't you just like divide Kiryat Sefer into half? Here you do carry, here you don't. Confusing. Pardon? Yes, it's Mamash Mechshel. Yeah, absolutely. So let's start Halacha in Sifei. There's a disclaimer for this rule though as well. And that's the disclaimer of Sivov. Zeh Shomanu. That we just said now. Shein ma'avinoise lechatzoin, that you not divide Kiryat Sefer into two halves. And in one of them you do carry, the other one you do not carry. Ha'inu lo'ayim, what is this to say? She'en lechi v'koiro, that elechi and a koiro, a cross beam or a elechi or a koiro, mo'i lesalkom zem izeh, that elechi or koiro will not suffice, it will not work, it will not help. Hence you cannot carry half. Avol, but, bepasar bo, but if you've got a pasar bo, ho'i b'shnei pasin, shnei meshuin, you've got on the side a pas, as we spoke about, a board, which is four tfachim high, or potentially four tfachim wide, ho potentially two pasin on each entrance, one on the right side, one on the left side, as you're walking in, there's a pas. Then, nechlokin elu me'elu ma'av me'lechatzor, and then the halacha is, that's a very recognizable item, and that would allow you to separate the kiasef into two halves. And consequently, you'd be able to carry in half, and the other one you wouldn't. So, that we said, do not separate kiasef into half. That's true generally. But that's true generally. But if you're going to put by the sides, you're going to put pass in, which is a very strong and a very meaningful traffic light sign, a stop sign, that's going to do the trick. Yeah. It's a very good question. It would be very helpful. Ah, you see, it's not needed. Why does he not have a what, eh? Yeah. So you're saying that, although halakhically you don't need to, but it would be very helpful. Is that what you're saying? No, because the reason why it doesn't apply in the first place is because that's not the Ir Mukefes Choymah. So it's the halacha of if there's no formal proper mechitzos, there's no walls per se. Half the area is you're allowed to carry because of various tikkunim, which is built and that's okay. Then the halacha doesn't apply. So then, if you put pasin on the side, then you can make an over half of the edgeway. If it's wider than 10 ames, you can make it towards a pesach. Oi, alternatively says, you can make also a mechitza that will do, 10 tefachim that will do the trick as well. Yes, some say, that's if it's width. That we said that the ear shel yochid, you are not allowed to divide. That's if it's the old coat, its width. That he says that if you have got a situation that the that there is no drisas regel on one side. So, that is people exiting on other extreme sides. And it's not the conventional side where the doors are. There's no drisas regel. Then you'd be allowed to make an erv lechatzoin, voisin tikkun, benim you can make a tikkun. K'moishin is ba'as, simen shin samach gimel, da'ad, asor, mahani lechi, hoikor v'yesim asor, tzuras ha'pesach. Now the Rambam comes and tells us, that whole rule that we said, that you are not allowed to make a ir shel yochid, you're not allowed to be mechalek, that it's only the conventional model, the conventional structure of a city. However, if there is no drisas regel in one particular area, people go out from this side, people go out from that side, and it's not the conventional architectural situation of a city, then the issa doesn't apply, and they as the drisas regel in one particular area. Yeah. Yeah, Mishabu is in Sivkot Lamed explains that a bit further. Yeah. Okay. Now let's receive Zayin and Siv Ches. Siv Zayin. Ir Shel Rabim. What's the halacha of Ir Shel Rabim? We spoke in the beginning of the simon. We spoke about Ir Shel. There was distinguished between Ir Shel Rabim and Ir Shel Yochid. What was the difference again? Ir Shel Rabim, Ir Shel Yochid. Good. Very good. We said that absolutely. Very good. And the halacha of his Ir Shel Rabim was that the Ir Shel Rabim, if it belongs to a public, if it's a conventional public city, then there's a halacha of what? That you're not allowed to be ma'ariv the entire. But if it's a county estate, which belongs to one particular individual, and then you can just surround it all, and that doesn't matter. It's fine. There's no issa. Now, the halach is, what happens if there is a Yishal Rabim? You've got Edgeware, or you've got another area, and because of her financial situation, because of all the reasons, social, because of some reason, suddenly everybody goes, emigrates, everybody goes to Aliyah, and everybody's gone, and now there's only 5 people left in the area. Is it now considered Ishal Yochid or Ishal Rabim? Is it now private, or is it still the halachas of a public area? What would you say? Everybody's packed the cases and left. Shulchan Aruch teaches that Ishal Rabim, when he's smart of Omdu al-Chemishat Yom, there's 5 left. You do not need a shear. So the halacha remains now. The halacha becomes now, it becomes an Ishal Yochid, which does not require a shear. It loses its name of a Ishal Rabim. And finally, Seif Ches, HaMezakeh B'Shituf, L'Chodner, here's somebody who does a Shituf through Zikui, HaMezakeh B'Shituf, L'Chodner, here does a Shituf, and it's Mezakeh others. Im Eruv Kulam, Eruv Echot, Enotzech Lo'idyom, you don't need to publish, you don't have to notify other people. Shezchus Hula, and because of the general rule, that Zokhin La'odim Shalai Befonav, if you're making a Shituf, did you ever do an Eruv Chatzeres? You ever did an Eruv Chatzeres? Yes, if you do an Eruv Chatzeres, then you're also, and somebody doesn't know about it, and he's included, his Chatzeres is also part of it, you make a Shituf Mavos. You make a shittuf mavos, and some people may not know about it. It doesn't matter. You mezakeh them, and it's still valid. So zochin la'odom shalai befonov. So again, I'm reading the words of Seif Ches. I'm mezakeh b'shittuf lechol bnei ir. Somebody does a shittuf and includes others in the city, and they didn't know anything about im eruv kulam eruv echot. If they made an eruv ready, eino tzorich lo'odim. You do not need to notify them. Shezchus to them, it's a schus. Now they can carry from one mavo to the other. V'din mishochach v'lenishtatif ne'ir. The halachas if somebody forgot and did not do a shituf. Hoy, alternatively, mishochach lishpois b'achir. Somebody went to another city to be shoyv Shabbos elsewhere. Hoy, an yudi shoyv simon b'ir. Or somebody that a goy came into the shituf into the city. Had din hakol kedinam kichot semavui. That's the same halachas kichot semavui. And with this, we'll complete the Shin Samei Beis, and we'll be learning b'imir tzah Hashem. Pelinedu tomorrow simon Shin Sadi Gimel. I wish you